There we go.
Well, this video wall, as we called it, I made, I think, for the Electrical Connections show. Well, I worked with Tom Shandell and Bill Fix. And we got together 40 or 50 old television sets.
Where'd you get them?
We went around to television repair stores and asked them if they had any old broken TVs. Because there wasn't really monitors available then. Nobody had them except the television stations. So we made up this huge wall of televisions. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. Some of them had the glass smashed out of them. Some of them had mirrors in them or little scenes inside them. Some of them at the far end, which you can't see here, were smashed up with a sledgehammer on the floor. So it starts out kind of regular and then it collapses. And what we had on the screens of the TV were pre-recorded images that we'd recorded on half-inch black and white Portapacks, television stations which are coming through the air, and closed-circuit cameras in the gallery. Right? And this was all kind of collaged onto this video wall. We didn't use switches. We didn't collage it that way. We collaged it quite by accident. Because we were trying to hook up all these television sets together, to wire them all together, and we didn't know anything about how to do that. And we didn't know what coax cable was, that shielded cable you need for transferring video. So I remember we just got some brown house wire and, you know, ripped it apart and stuck one end on the TV and stuck one end on the other TV and then went to another one and another one. So the whole back of this thing was a mass of wires, all the wrong kind. And the result of it was that any image coming into the system would kind of jump out of the wires and go into another wire. So it was a whole field of video imagery behind there, invisible video imagery that was hopping from television to television. So we would get on a TV, we might have a double exposure of the CBC News as well as a Helen Goodwin performance superimposed on top of it.
Fantastic. You know. What a great
It was all out of naivety and not knowing how to hook these TVs together. I remember Werner coming back and saying, "Oh my God, you know.
How did you do that?
You can't do that." But I said, we did it. You know. In fact, that was the first big video installation in Vancouver.